Don, you show me corresponding to the Don Bavli Daf Yud Ches. Begin you show me on Daf Vov of the days at the Mishnah of Halacha Dalad. Stam Ledorim Lahachmir Ubirushim Lahakel. Explaining about a stam means an unspecified nether. If we explained it, we are lenient. Ketzad Omar Hari Olai Kibos Meliach Ubirin Nesach Im Shel Shemayim Noda Osa Im Shel Avodazor Mutter Im Stam Osa. However, this, if one said, is a lie like salted meat or like yain nesech, libations of wine, if he says that he referred to those of Shamayim, then he's forbidden. If he referred to idolatry, he's permitted. Idolatry is davar ha'osam, not davar ha'nado. If he vowed stam, then he's forbidden. Or yeah, like gecherim, im gecherim shal Shamayim, noda osa, v'im shal kehanim, muta, v'im stam osa. If he referred to Cherem of Shemayim, which is Hekdesh Benekabayas, he is forbidden. If he referred to Cherem that is given to Kohanim, then he is permitted. If he refers to after the Kohanim gets it, it's permitted then. If Stam, then he is forbidden. Well, if you referred to Masa of Ahima, he's forbidden. If you referred to Masa of Grain, he's permitted. If Stam, he's forbidden. Or you like a Trimmer, in Betrimmer Salishcha, Noda Hariza Osa, Vim Shal Goyen Muta, Vim Stam Osa, Divu of Meir. Meir says, if he says, Hariot like Trimmer, if you referred to Trimmer Salishcha, which is the Shkolem taken to buy Kabonas, he is forbidden. If he referred to Tumor of the granary, then he's permitted. If Stam, he's forbidden. Rahamayim, Stam Tumor Yehuda Asura, Rebbe Galil Muteris, Shein, Anche Galil, Makirin Tumor Salishcha. When the Rahamayim say, if he said Tumor Stam, then in Yehuda he's forbidden, in the Galil he's permitted. The people of the Galil are far from Mishalayim and are not familiar. They didn't regularly discuss Tumor Salishcha. Stam Charamim B'Yehudim B'Torim V'Galil Asurim She'yan She'Galil Makirim Charmi Kahanim. Stam Charamim in Yehud is permitted, in the Galil he's forbidden because people of Galil are not familiar with Cherim of Kahanim. The Gemara assumes that salted is to be permanent, means greatly salted so it will last a long time. If it was for a short time, then no. And Rav Yudan min Madutanin and Hariyah like a Basa Maluach, Okiyai Nesech, Hada Amma Meliach, Lashah Maluachu. Rav Yudan rejects that. Since our Mishnah taught Hariyah Lai, like salted meat, is forbidden if you intend it for Karbonus, which is salted before Haktorah, or like Yai Nesech, this teaches that salted for a short time is called salted. Is a Maluach, Lashah, what's called salted for a short time? The answer is like, it was taught that, how does he do it? He puts the limbs of an oiler on the salt and turns them over. And a rejection of Yudin's rejection and of the original answer of the Abba Mari is that there is different because if he leaves them in the salt, they will be salted permanently, so it's not called salted for a short time. Eda Amada, where was it said, means that salted for a short time is called salted. Amar Bechir Ba'aba, Hanoitel, Zixim, Miyamatan, Tevil Echad Echad, Bemelach, Vaichel. As the answer is, as the Bechir Ba'aba said, that one who takes olives from the Ma'atan, which is the clear, which they're put to get warm and soften, he dips one at a time in salt and eats it. If you would dip two before eating them, it's considered salting, and he may not eat them before separating the tithe. Hada amma malochu l'shar malochu. And we can infer that salted for a short time is called salted.